There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Economists and financial consultants for years have been preaching that globalism is the wave of the future, and anyone who wants to survive in business must ride its surfboard or drown. All of a sudden, Business Week is having second thoughts. The voice of business now says that the United States is no longer the captain of our fate because globalism has overwhelmed Washington's ability to control the economy. As recently as 10 years ago, the United States could set our course for economic growth by tax and spending decisions made by our elected representatives, but no more. By many traditional criteria, our economy is doing great. Unemployment, inflation, and interest rates are low. The stock market is high, and goods are cheaper than ever. But real wages for many U.S. workers are down over the past 5 years and have stagnated for others. Business Week now admits that our weak wage growth is driven by competition from cheap labor in Asia, and that Congress is virtually powerless to make any significant difference. The effects of globalization are not equal. Globalization particularly depresses the wages of the middle class. In the Franklin D. Roosevelt era of the 1930s, conventional wisdom was that socialism, based on government spending to deal with all problems, was the wave of the future. Even Richard Nixon famously said, "We are all Keynesians now." Fortunately, such nonsense died with Watergate and was replaced by Reaganomics and its assumption that government is the problem, not the solution. Now the fashion is to promote globalism as our inevitable future. But that means world socialism, because any free market requires a government to regulate and enforce its rules and contracts. Business Week seems to concede this when it reports that some are now toying with the creation of global institutions to govern the world economy.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Eagle Forum has prepared a powerful video featuring Jesse Helms, John Ashcroft, and Pat Buchanan on how the United States is losing its sovereignty. For a copy of this TV report, call 1-800-726-8096. See the forces working against a strong America. Call 1-800-726-8096 for information. And join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who asks, why is it that most nudists are people you don't want to see naked? Derry Brownfield.
Hello there. I've never seen a nudist colony. You know, we talked earlier, and you throw these things at me. I never know what's coming, but we talked earlier this summer about the, the Rainbow People, I believe they call them. The Rainbow Family, and thousands of them meet, and I can't imagine that. Anyway, changing the subject to something a little more constructive here. We're working on the Chronicle today. In fact, I think it will go to the printer today, so we're going to be on time. And I have an article in there entitled The Class of 49. I graduated in 1949. And then we have another article in there about how you'll be able to pay your bills with a telephone, with a cell phone. And it gives all of the details of how many phones there are out there today, cell phones and iPods, and I mean iPhones and all that stuff. And I ended the article on one of those with, when we graduated in 49, we didn't have electric typewriters, we didn't have ballpoint pens, and we didn't have... dial telephones. Jeff came in this morning and said, what do you mean you didn't have dial telephones? Now, just to show you how the younger generation thinks, don't realize how things used to be. I said, no, we didn't have dial telephones. He said, well, how did you call people? I said, you just rang the phone. It had a ringer on the side of it. You cranked the thing, Jeff. You cranked it. And when you cranked it, and now if you were on a party line, you made one long crank, and that got operator. If you were in town, you just cranked it, and the operator would say, number, please. And you'd give them the number of the person you wanted. In a small town, you just said, hey, I want to talk to Joe Blow, and they'd say, I don't think he's at home. I saw him go down the street. Let me try the drugstore. You know, we had service back in those days. And he asked me when we got telephones that dialed. And I can't remember, but I'd say it was well into the 50s. Now, in the cities, they had dial telephones. I remember as a little kid, I visited My grandparents' people in Kansas City, and boy, I was amazed that they could just dial their telephone. But we didn't have it. Up here at California, Missouri, town I was raised up in, my mother and Pauline Wood were great friends, and some of the older listeners around there will know who I'm talking about. And Pauline ran the telephone company. It was, what was it? I knew this morning, and now I've forgotten. It was United Telephone Company. I can still see the sign out in front of the old building. It was United Telephone Company. It was an old house, actually, and they had a switchboard in there. And they would have anywhere from, at night, maybe there'd just be one operator on duty. But during the busy time of the day, there was always three, and sometimes I think more than that. And you'd ring the phone, and one of those ladies would say, "Number, please," and you'd give them the number. Our number was 218, and she'd take this little plug out and stick it in 218, and that would hook you to 218, and you could talk to us. Simple as that. And anyhow, things have changed since then. Now, that's so much for the telephone.
I was going to say, even though I was born in the city, raised in the country, we did have a party line.
But you dialed the phone, though.
Well, yeah, we had a dial phone, but you had to make sure that Farmer Joe down the street wasn't on the line, you know, a party line.
So yeah.
They still had those when, 76, 77.
When we moved out here to where we are now, we were on a party line. And that was in 69. And got it changed immediately. It changed at that time. Up at Pilot Grove, when we lived up there, I moved up there in, I think, 62 or 61. And they already had a system in. We had all underground lines. I mean, it was an uptown operation. And Pilot Grove is a small little town. But we had a good telephone company. It was Mid-Missouri Telephone. And they had trenched in all of the wires. And it's still like that today. Anyway, I got a package in the mail today. I've never seen this before. It was in a little brown paper sack packaged, very well wrapped and all. And I was kidding one of the girls at the office. I said, "You know, I don't hear as good as I used to." I said, "Would you listen to see if this thing's ticking?" It's about the size of not quite the size of a shoebox, but more or less. And they were laughing about it and said, "Don't open that thing here." And then somebody made the comment, "Look, it's been inspected by DHL. Now, I wasn't familiar with DHL. You might say who DHL is, Jeff.
Just like FedEx or UPS. It's a delivery, private delivery company nationwide.
Okay, they opened this package today. And I thought when I saw DH is going to be Department of Homeland, and then I saw the L, it should have been DHS for Department of Homeland Security. But anyway, they opened the package, and all it had in it was a bunch of tapes. But the point is, what can you send today that would be private? Can any company open anything anytime they want to? I'm asking you, Jeff. You know all this stuff.
I do not know that.
I do not know that either. But it makes you wonder, because when we get Craig Smith on the air the next time, I'm going to save this. I'm going to stick it up there where I'll have it when Craig's on the next time, because they send gold in these packages. I bought silver dollars one time. They came in a bucket. They came in a bucket marked, what did it say? It wasn't hardware. It was implement parts or something like that. But, you don't want people going through your stuff. Anyway, let's take a break. I hear music. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Org.
And we have returned. Yesterday, Jeff came in the office, and he had a silver dollar. A brand new, shiny silver dollar, 0.999% pure silver. And it has a picture of Ron Paul on it, and it is a Ron Paul dollar. I said, where'd you get that?
$20.
Did I say, no, they have a $20 value on it.
There you go.
Okay. So, anyhow, I wanted to learn a little bit more about it. Now, back several years ago, we had the people with the LibertyDollar.org on. And we talked about this. I don't want to go into a lot of detail about the Liberty Dollar today, but the same people with Liberty Dollar putting out these Ron Paul dollars. And I have with me now Rochelle Mosley. Rochelle, it's good to have you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
I'm glad to be here.
Yes. Now tell me about the Ron Paul dollar.
Well, we created the Ron Paul dollar to publicize the Ron Paul campaign. It was announced July 3rd, right before July 4th this year, and it's taken off like nothing else. We have the Ron Paul 1 ounce $20 silver, and then we also have a 1 ounce Ron Paul gold piece and a $1 copper Ron Paul dollar.
Okay, you have a gold one?
Yes, we do.
And I have a copper one?
Gold, copper, and silver.
And silver.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what are the... All right, tell us about How do people get these, and what are they worth?
They can get them online through our website, libertydollar.org.
Okay.
Or through the office here at Liberty Dollar. We're at 888-421-6181.
Okay, are there more than one person in the office right now?
There's only two of us here today.
Oh, but while you're talking to me, somebody could call and they'd get the phone answered.
Yes, they could.
Okay. Okay, now what is, let's start with the silver. What is the silver dollar, what do you sell the silver dollar for and how do you ship it?
It's a 1 ounce, it has a $20 face value on it. The public price is $25. That does include a $5 donation to the Ron Paul campaign. If you become a Liberty associate or merchant, then that same piece is only $20. And that does include a $1 donation to the campaign.
Okay. The copper one.
The copper is a $1 face value, and that is a dollar each. Unless, again, if you become an associate or merchant, then you're able to purchase those at 90 cents each.
Okay, but if somebody just call up, dial 1-888-421-6181, say, hey, I'm going to give you my credit card, and I want you to send me these copper dollars. They're going to cost?
They'd be a dollar each.
$1 each.
A minimum of 10, so it'd be $10 with maybe $3.50 shipping.
Plus $3.50 shipping.
Yeah, for 10.
Okay, and I hear music. We're going to have to take a break. We'll be back to the gold dollar right after this message.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
And we have returned, visiting now with Rochelle Mosley, and she's telling us about the LibertyDollar.org group that has Ron Paul dollars out now. You were telling me going into the commercial break, and by the way, we didn't get to visit before airtime. We just decided to do this as we were going on the air. I apologize, Rochelle, for not calling you earlier.
That's
but
okay.
That's the way we operate.
That's okay.
More people will say to me, they'll see me in the evening, oh, what are you going to talk about tomorrow? Heavenly days. I don't know. I'm not there yet, you know?
That's right.
But that's the way things happen. Anyhow, you said you can get the silver dollar, which is a silver $20 piece, but it costs, if you just call up, it's $25. and $5 of that goes to Ron Paul.
That's right.
Then you have copper dollars, and they're $1 a piece,
mm-hmm.
and plus $3.50 handling. Is there a handling charge on the silver ones, too?
Yes, the price, the shipping prices vary depending on the quantity ordered.
Right, I understand that.
So, but if you just ordered one, that'd probably be $3.50 too.
Okay, and gold. Tell us about the gold coin.
The gold is a 1 ounce gold. That is $1,000. And again, there's the discounts, if you're a member, so to speak.
Yeah.
So. The gold is $1,000. Otherwise, if you're an associate or merchant, then it would be current spot price plus 10%. So
okay, spot price today is $660.80.
So
and at plus 10, you'd add excuse you have to add another $66 onto that.
Yeah, I don't have my calculator, but.
I can multiply by 10. That's what I learned that somewhere along about the third grade or fourth grade, I think. I don't know.
Okay. But
anyway, that was back when we went to schools that taught things like that.
Hey, Derry.
Yeah.
Can I ask Rochelle a quick question?
Ask her anything you like.
Rochelle, how many merchants are using the Liberty Dollar except the Liberty Dollar?
Last count I had was around 3,000, and that's those are registered merchants. There's always going to be the merchant that you go to. You know, you're passing through town and you stop at the Mexican restaurant and they take it as a payment for your bill, you know. So, but those kind of merchants are always out there even though they're not registered with us. So 3,000 are confirmed, you know, registered merchants, but there's always those out there that accept it and just maybe one time or just are not signed up with the program.
Okay, the coins, and we've talked about these coins before. In fact, Michelle, Rochelle, whatever it's worth, back some years ago, I had silver dollars made with my picture on them.
Okay.
And so, just exactly like this. This one says gold standard in leadership.
Right.
Trust in God, Ron Paul for President, 2008. And the flip side says vote for truth, Liberty Dollar, $20. And then it goes on to say, and I have trouble reading it. Tell me what else it says. It's 0.999% pure silver, though.
That's right. That's right. And then it has our website address on there. 1 ounce, 3/9 fine silver, and then USA, and then Bernard's mint mark is on there also.
Okay. Now, some time ago, I remember when you started. I say, have you been with the LibertyDollar.org for a while?
I've been here 3 years, but I've known Bernard since day one when they started Liberty Dollar in Evansville here.
Okay. I remember you have several communities that use these dollars regularly, right?
There are certain areas of mostly in the United States that are popular. Austin, Texas, pretty much all of the whole state of Maine, around Bangor, Maine. Well, I should say the city of Bangor, Maine, has all kinds of merchants that are signed up with us. And then we also have a growing number of regional currency offices in the state of California.
Okay, Jeff, you got your the one I have here, you got it,
it was a local merchant. They sell pop and whatnot just by the roadside stand, and he had a sticker on his window there saying that we accept Liberty Dollars, and so I purchased one knowing that someone somewhere would like to have it, and you were the first person I offered it to, and you were the first person.
I was the first person that you knew that had
$20. Yeah,
right. Anyway, I remember very well when the United States government said, hey, you guys are counterfeiting. Do you remember that?
Oh, that's Well, that was filed by the U.S. That was a report that the U.S. Mint issued in September of last year.
Was it just September of last year?
Yes. Yes. Oh,
okay. Well, they give up on, because the government's the one that's counterfeiting, not you. You have real silver and real gold in yours.
Well, what's happened since then is we've filed a lawsuit with the U.S. Mint. One of the attorney general and some other. It's the third one is escaping me.
Okay, that's good enough. Michelle, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to give you telephone number again. Anybody wants to get Ron Paul dollars and a percentage of this goes to his campaign, the number to dial 1-888-421-6181. Michelle, it's been a pleasure having you as a guest and looking forward to doing business with you.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
I'm proud to have the Paragon Foundation as a sponsor of the Derry Brownfield Show. But what is the Paragon Foundation and what do they do? Well, here's G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
This is not a job to us. This is something that we believe in our very hearts and our very souls. And all of us have been involved in these scraps. My family lost everything they had, and there's no way to go back and get that. There's nothing that can ever be done to get my family or all those other families back their property, and I understand that. But the things that we learned right there, we can turn around and keep somebody that's listening today or somebody that will call today, keep them from losing their property. And that's where I think the value in this foundation is.
Join the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. Or go online to paragonfoundation.org. Friends, if you're thinking about putting up a building for hay, machinery, or a workshop, steel-spanned buildings can solve your storage needs, and more importantly, these buildings are affordable and bird-free every day. So listen to what my listeners say who have bought this Quonset-style building.
It went together very easily and doesn't leak. The birds don't have a place to roost. It's just an all-around maintenance-free building. I get so many compliments about it. People that drive in, they got to go in and look at it.
Call Lou anytime you need to, and it usually works well.
Pretty warm out here, but it's cool in there. You got a combine and baler and corn planter, you name it. It couldn't be better.
Friends, it's Lou, and it's State Fair time. See me now at the Missouri State Fair in Sedalia, or just call me. I'll have selected Quonset building sizes at huge discounts, but you have to talk to me. Call me for details at 800-894-9408. That's 800-894-9408.
Friends, what are you waiting for? I'm convinced. Call Lou now.
It's showtime at the Missouri State Fair.
Wow. Is that guy wrestling an alligator?
Why, it's Kachunga and the alligator, straight from the swamps of Florida. They're coming to the Missouri State Fair, and they're free.
Wow. Well, what more could you ask for?
Glad you asked. There's Mad Science's Funky Farm Works, the Hollywood High Dive Show, and the amazing Rainforest Experience. The Missouri State Fair has something for everyone, and a lot of it's free.
Wow.
Stop by the Bud Stage for great music, or sit back and relax at the Society Horse Show or the State Fair Queen Contest. There's hundreds of free exhibits, animals, and really cool stuff to see. And you can do it all for the price of admission, just $8. Where else can you have so much fun for so little money? Only at the Missouri State Fair, August 9th through the 19th in Sedalia. It's showtime! Plan your fun. Visit mostatefair.com.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who says, the trouble with doing right the first time is that nobody appreciates how difficult it was. Derry Brownfield.
And we are learning more about the North American Union. It was a year ago, I think, that Bush, maybe a year and a half ago, that Bush met with the president of Mexico, as well as the prime minister of Canada. And they talked about and put together this SSP, which, of course, is the Security and Prosperity Partnership. And now we are involved with this Security and Partnership, Prosperity Partnership with Mexico as well as Canada. Now there's an effort underway to create this North American framework that's going to all but eliminate the borders between Mexico, the United States, and Canada. And they're going to work on this in detail August the 20th and the 21st. President Bush is going to join Mexican President Calderon, the Canadian Prime Minister Harper, and that'll be their second one of these high-level summit meetings concerning the Security and Prosperity Partnership. Now, they're going to tell us that, oh, there's nothing about this. It's going to affect our security. It's not going to affect our sovereignty. But, people, it's there. Its stated goal is to consolidate our action into a North American framework. So it's not a North American Union. It's a North American framework. Here again, we're playing with words, all right? So we're going to consolidate our action into a North American framework to confront security and economic challenges and promote the full potential of our people, addressing disparities and increasing opportunities for all. So if you're in the sound of my listening voice, you are going to have a much increased opportunity once these three world leaders get together. It's a trilateral agreement. It's already resulted in regulatory changes and open borders, and we can see that, all right? The SPP calls for the Trusted Travelers Program to encourage migration of citizens of North America. Now, where are they going to migrate to? How many U.S. citizens do you think are going to migrate to Mexico? Anyway, that is coming up. Now, let's realize, for those of you who are still doubters, and I know there's a gob and a bunch, because anything the president says has got to be true, but Jerome Carsey has written a book. It's called Our Government's Rapid Move Toward a North American Union. The book is called The Late Great USA. It's been, I don't know whether it still is or not, number one on Amazon's nonfiction bestseller list. There's 235 pages of it, and we can put it in your mailbox for $28. So if you're interested and you really want to get the facts, and as I've spent time with Corsi personally, we've had him on the air numerous times. He does his homework, and he can back anything that he has in his book. Anyway, as I say, we can put it in your mailbox for $28. It's a hardback. I think it's a hardback. Anyway, it's 235 pages. The president, again, denies that this SPP is a precursor of the North American Union, but the SPP is creating precisely what they did in Europe with the European Economic Community. And they're doing it all. Congress is sitting there on their catoots just letting it happen. There's no oversight by Congress whatsoever. Congress could stop this if it would, but it won't. So anyway, so much for that. Thank you, Jeff. Okay, let's go to Don in Missouri. Hi, Don, you're on the air.
Hi, Derry. The muckamucks in Canada are going to be supported in this executive session up there, which means secret. They're going to be provided support by the Royal Canadian Mounted Police and elements of the U.S. Army, which means that the U.S. Army then is to enforce this whole thing, or else why would they be there? Of course, we know that this whole North American Union is designed to bring about a new political system, and it's in three steps. And of course, this is all according to the New American Magazine, as far as the U.S. Army is concerned, and so on. But the three steps: the first is economic integration, second is a political integration, and third is the military integration. And if that doesn't scare you, then if you've talked to somebody, it doesn't scare you, go to somebody else. Right?
You know, I'd say the reason the Mounties and the Army's going to be there is because Canada Now, I don't know. I know there's some grassroots efforts here in the United States to go up there and protest, but Canada has a gob and a bunch of folks that don't like any part of any of this.
Well, good for them.
No, I have seen information concerning that, and they say that they're... Canadians really are more upset with this, apparently, from what I can find out, than most people in the United States don't know anything about it. They don't believe it.
Right, of course, because it's too fantastic.
But anyhow, Don, I appreciate your call. Thanks for the information. Now, here is another one of them there land grabs that we've been talking about. It's and is GB and I, and by the way, I've been working on an article for the September issue on this, how the world bankers are wanting to collateralize their national debts, and these things are worldwide. They're all over the globe, where the world bankers have put out millions and billions of dollars to these foreign countries, and they're non-collateralized loans. In other words, they just loaned these countries the money and don't have any collateral for it. They didn't mortgage any property. Now they're coming back and saying, hey, we need some collateral on this. We want your wilderness lands. And it's happening here in the United States as well. I have this email from a listener. It says, Derry, it appears to me that this land grab is exactly what you and GB talked about, pertaining to federal lands being used as collateral. This is one of the largest of the land grabs that I have encountered. Take a look at the valuable minerals involved. Now, there's a House bill and a Senate bill up in the United States legislature. It's Senate Bill 1053, H.R. 1835, and it's the Rim Valley Park. It's the Rim of the Valley Corridor. The Park Service is going to make a national park out of this entire mountain range surrounding Southern California. They say billions of dollars of important strategic minerals and other types of minerals will be locked up. The mineral, I don't know what's there. I do know that most of the roads and buildings in that part of the country, they get their rock from there. In other words, they're crushing rock there in that area, which is now the proposed Rim of the Valley National Park. If this thing goes through, and the Senate is pushing it every way that it can, they want to federalize over 500,000 acres of the Angeles, San Bernardino, Los Padres National Forest. It includes private property of approximately 170,000 farms and ranches and a lot of homeowners. Now, I don't know if that 170 includes homeowners with farms and ranches. It would have to, because there's not that many farms and ranches. But anyway, the Senate Energy Committee wants to make their decision behind closed doors. They don't want any hearings on this thing. The Rim of the Valley National Park will convert hundreds of thousands of national forest acres into locked up national park lands. You know, the first thing they're going to do is close the roads. That's going to eliminate the getting the rock out of there. For whatever it's worth, I mentioned the bills. It's S-1053, H.R. 1835. Now, the Senate's going to try to do their dirty work. After September, the House, they tell us, has not scheduled anything yet. But the bill expands, and I'm not going to a lot of detail on this, but let me tell you what, it's just another one of those big land grabs. And I would say, again, it's just all in our meager little minds, but we know what the bankers have said. I've been researching this for days now, and they're saying, hey, you know, we're going to collateralize our notes, and we're going to do it with your land. When you see me looking around, hold up one finger, two fingers, how many minutes I got, because there's nothing on that clock. I just have to guess. I can't remember.
Can you hear the music?
Sure. But you don't turn it up. But I thought they should have been coming, see?
Show.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
And we have returned. Now, more on the National Animal ID System. It's, I'll tell you, they're beginning to squirm in Washington a little bit. They're realizing that, hey, there's a lot of people out there that can see through this devious plan that they have, and they're not signing up their property, which, as I have said time and time again, I cannot prove it, but it looks to me like when you sign up a premises, you are putting a cloud over your title. In other words, I don't have time to go into all that today. We've done it over and over and over again. The other day I was talking about this, and then immediately people start sending me information. And this particular email says this: attached is the explanation about why landowners are being asked to register their premise. It has to do with the National Livestock Database. At least that's what I've gotten out of it. And then he sends me this information from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture. That's the same gobbledygook that they send everybody. And they're trying to get people to do this. And as we have said time and time again, why use the term premises? I haven't really gone through and I need to do that. But that's the only term they have used in the draft plan. Premises has been used, I'll bet, 20 times or more. Premises in the draft plan. They didn't use the term ranches. They didn't use it. They definitely did not use the term property. And why did they do that? And here's another report from the government counting office. This is the accountability office, the GAO. The federal government is lagging behind in its program to tag and track the nation's livestock and poultry, the GAO said. The Agriculture Department has been developing the National Animal Identification System since 2003, but low participation and lack of guidance on technology are hindering success of the program. As of May 2007, that was just a couple of months ago, only 28% of the places where livestock are raised have registered with the program, or 390,000 premises total. Now, here's something else that they don't tell you, but a lot of people have registered and didn't know they were registering. As I said, several of the western states, and the government has put a lot of money into this. They are paying, it's just like hitting a slot machine. They're paying off, I mean, just like a slot machine, to get states, organizations. They even paid, and I can't believe, and I know the fella who heads up the FFA in Washington, D.C. He's a friend of mine. He's from Missouri. And he's got FFA kids out there doing that. They get, in some states, they give them $10 a head for every neighbor they can sign up. And they get these 4-H kids. Well, you can't show animals at the fair if you don't sign your premise up. Well, those kids don't have the authority to sign a premise. Their name isn't on the deed. They don't pay the taxes. But anyway, when we come back, I'll show you what NEIS is doing to con people into signing their premises. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices fell over 2% Thursday on a stronger dollar and lower oil prices amid a global credit panic. Gold closed in New York down $14 to $660.80 an ounce. Silver fell 44 cents to $12.67. The talk on the street is the Fed will now cut rates in September, fueling future drops in the dollar. This is a huge buying opportunity given the dollar's downward trajectory, writes Craig Smith. More at SwissAmerica.com.
This is Pat Boone to tell you about Swiss America's three-step plan for successful gold investing. First, call Swiss America. Request their free book, materials, and CD. Second, review the materials and learn why gold has more than doubled in the last 5 years. And third, earn a return through growth of your gold investment.
Call now toll-free 1-877-703-2193. 877-703-2193.
You know, I've been telling you about the best-kept secret in the Ozarks, the Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri. Well, I was there, had a good time. It's a beautiful place to go. It's internationally known for the musical shows and concerts they produce. The concerts are held in the main lobby in front of the big stone fireplace, and the acoustics are perfect. So listen to this.
Past performers at Wildwood Springs Lodge include Asleep at the Wheel, Pure Prairie League, Michael Martin Murphy, Leroy Parnell, and many, many more. Coming soon, Brewer and Shipley, The Amazing Rhythm Aces, Rice and Rowan, The Outlaws, America, Dr. John, Poco, Arlo Guthrie, and the Guess Who, just to name a few.
As I said before, I've been there, done that, and you should too. Stay for a meal, it is delicious. Stay for the show, they're outstanding. Stay for the night, and you're in for a real treat. Book online at wildwoodspringslodge.com or call 573-775-2400. In the home stretch. Now, back to the National Animal Identification System. According to the General Accounting Office, as of May, of this past May, they say only 390,000 premises total have signed up on this thing. And as I said before, many of those, the people got signed up through the back door. They didn't realize it. I talked to a rancher from North Dakota that said it was on his brand. It was on his brand registration, and he didn't realize what it was. This was back before we even knew what the premise ID number was or what it was all about. And he said, "Yeah, they just checked there and sent it on in, thinking it was meant that their brand was going to be re-registered." Anyhow, now, as I've said, the government has spent gazillions of dollars out there bribing the states to do this. I forgotten the figures in Missouri, but it's over $1 million that they spent here in Missouri, if I remember right. I think it was $400,000 one time and $500,000 another, trying to get the states out there to sign up. Who was it told me? I can't remember. I believe it was Ben Roberts said in Washington they'd give you a pair of vice grips or something if you would sign up your premises. Now, apparently they've bought the Angus Association, and Angus Association, along with the Milk Producers Federation, has partnered with the USDA on this thing. Two animal agriculture organizations have partnered with the USDA to facilitate the registration of premises as part of the National Animal ID System. The National Milk Producers Federation is spearheading the effort of iDairy, a consortium of dairy cattle associations formed in 2005 to promote NAIS in the dairy industry. The goal is to have 100% of the operators registered. The American Angus Association will facilitate the registration up to 15,400 new premises. The association registered more than 347,000 head of cattle in 2006 as part of its registry program. USDA previously announced similar cooperation agreements with nonprofit organizations, including the National Pork Board, the National FFA organization. And by the way, if you think FFA stands for Future Farmers of America, you're wrong. It did for close to 100 years, but they've taken the word farmer out of there now. It's just strictly FFA. All right? And the U.S. Animal Identification Organization. So here we go. NAIS is, like I said, they're sweating a little bit there in Washington trying to get all this done because, hey, the Packers and the multinational corporations are saying, look, we want this done. We've paid you guys to do this. We've put all our money now in your coffers when we was reelecting you. Get on the Department of Agriculture and make something happen because we want to know where those cattle are. It's as simple as that. Anyway, the article here goes on and talks about this GAO thing, the government accountability office. They talk about low participation being lack of guidance. It's not lack of guidance. People are seeing through this corrupt thing and realize what it could mean to them. And yes, Jeff, what? Oh, okay. He told me that I'm going to be off the air here in just a matter of seconds, so I can do that. So anyway, the American Angus Association is willing to be bought and paid for to see to it that their Angus breeders are going to sign up their premises and perhaps make their title, putting a liability on their title. I don't know that that's right, but it certainly could be. And now may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you.
A message for all.